Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So, breaking news, Sounder. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Adam Schefter reporting that the Steelers have, quote-unquote, checked in with the Dolphins on Jalen Ramsey, but that Pittsburgh is unlikely to be the destination for the former All-Pro defensive back. We had Caboli on yesterday, and he said it wouldn't surprise him at all if the Steelers had checked in. Which, okay, this is interesting to me. Steelers fans, when we brought it up last week, do you need a number two wide receiver? Do you need another cornerback? What's the bigger need? Everybody said wide receiver, and I agree with that. You agree with that. We sussed it out with our good friend Pat Bostic. But a lot of Steelers fans came to the defense of the secondary, saying, no, it'll be okay. Yeah, Corey Trice, who's athletic, even Caboli yesterday, Corey Trice, athletic, long, looks the part. James Pierre is your fourth corner, fine, whatever. The Steelers are telling you that they don't believe enough in their secondary.
Yeah, if they're checking in on
If they're checking in on Jalen Ramsey, they're saying, yeah, we could use another guy. And I think they believe Darius Slay's a good player, but he's 34. And if your next best corner to step in on the outside is Corey Tracy, you better be looking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Jalen Ramsey would be a wonderful addition to this team. Because Joey Porter Jr. hadn't exactly blossomed into what they want him to be, and I'm not ruling that out. I think Joey Porter Jr. will, at some point, be a legitimate number one in this league. I do. I don't think he's there yet. And you're trying to win now. It's why you get DK Metcalf. It's why you get Aaron Rodgers. It's why you get Darius Slay. So what's one more? And you're not going to have to break the bank to get him. I'd love to see them get Jalen Ramsey.
I think Darius Slay still has a little bit left in the tank, enough left in the tank, but I don't know if he has a full tank. And that's what worries me. Like, I don't know if he can go 17 games,
right,
you know, every single snap at playing outside corner. Like, you said this a couple times, like, I would do the platoon method, like, you know, with Darius Slay. Okay, you could do the platoon method with Darius Slay and put Corey Trice in and have them kind of split reps throughout the season. But okay, you put Corey Trice out there. The guy has been injured three times. You put him out there. Does that scare you? Like, if you're in offense? No. But if you put Jalen Ramsey out there, if Darius Slay is off the field, now you're thinking twice, and you still have Joey Porter Jr. on the other side, and he's going to work his way through to try to become that number one corner on this team. They're going to leave him go. They're not going to mess with Joey Porter Jr. He's going to be out there every rep. But the platoon method of having two veteran proven corners that would split the reps for under, I don't know, what would it be? How much money? $15 million, I guess.
Whatever that I haven't.
Whatever that is, you know, I don't.
Caboli went over it yesterday. My eyes glazed.
I don't think money's the issue. Like, that would be a nice method to heading into the season of having to. And now, obviously, both of those guys wouldn't want to do that. But you're on the team. This is our team. This is what we're.
Well, that's what makes this perfect. And Jaire Alexander, he signed with the Baltimore Ravens, and there's going to be some competition there, but I think less competition there on the outside than you'd have here in Pittsburgh with the way things are situated. If you trade for Jalen Ramsey, you don't have a say.
Right, exactly.
It's not, hey, come over here, big guy. No, we traded for your rights, so you're on the team, and we're going to use you the way we use you. Still really good, too. We use Pro Football Focus to compare guys. It's a useful tool. It's not the end-all, be-all. He had a 77 overall grade last year. That's 16th out of 222 cornerbacks.
Yeah.
The guy can still play.
And what is, and Darius Slay's around the same thing, I believe.
Darius Slay had a good grade last year.
Yeah, so you split that up. I mean, I wonder if Ramsey could play inside because they still need an inside guy.
I don't think ideally.
Right.
That's a big weak spot.
Yep.
Yeah, Darius Slay was 68th out of 222 corners last year. So that would grade out as, I mean, really you break it down, 32 teams, two corners a team, math, right around league average starter.
Yep.
So, Jalen Ramsey would come in and be the guy, probably, but you rotate those dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that'd be a great move. A great move. And we know that this is a stopgap year. At least we think. Draft a quarterback next year, prepare for the future, but this season try to win with Aaron Rodgers. So, you'd get Jalen Ramsey for this year, But you'd have the option, if he plays well, to bring him back. And he probably, at the age of 31 at that point, wouldn't be commanding top-end money, but maybe second-tier money. Maybe he'd be around for a couple of years. And then you wouldn't have to address that need in the draft next year. Because right now, as we sit, they're either going to have to spend money on cornerback next season, or they're going to have to draft a guy. And I'd rather keep all that draft capital. 412-928-9370. Are you titillated at the idea of Jalen Ramsey becoming a Steelers cornerback? Adam Schefter says they've checked in. Yes, Dickerson.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I thought you were asking me.
Are you titillated?
A little bit. More than I was a couple days ago. I think it'd be a great way to approach this season of having security. Because, like I said, like Darius Slay, you know, say he gets, you know, a rundown. Say somebody gets hurt. Like that depth doesn't look too good.
What if halfway through the year he just is slow?
Exactly.
Because we saw it with Cordero Patterson last year. Cordero Patterson looking real good against Indy. And he plays running back, and I get it. But when your speed goes, you're done.
Well, he also got hurt.
Right. So let's say you get nicked up mid-year.
Right.
Come back from injury, and you're just not able to run. The Steelers want to play a lot of man. I think that's clear. Dante Jackson, not fit for it. They didn't bring him back. You want to play a lot of man? Darius Slay, good man corner. Well, you can't run. You can't play man.
Right.
Especially not in this damn division, man.
Exactly.
I mean, you look around. There are receivers galore. Yeah, I'd be all in on Jalen Ramsey with an eye on hopefully having him be here beyond this year. Your thoughts, 412-928-9370. Someone text in, and I think this is sycophant behavior. Make it a routine to keep floss on your nightstand and floss at night in bed before you go to sleep. I ain't flossing in bed.
Oh.
Like, what if it...
You're flicking gunk everywhere.
Yes! And the bed is where the magic happens. Imagine you're trying to make some magic and you're rolling around and it gets all hot, sweaty, and fun, and there's like a leftover piece of floss that gets invited to the party. That's gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are you smiling at, Dom?
That was a funny line. Am I not allowed to smile now?
Quit getting so defensive. Texter, Steelers just overcompensating on D since the offense will struggle with no wide receiver two. Focus money on picks on wide receiver two. How about both? There's nothing that says they can't get Jalen Ramsey and go out and sign Amari Cooper. Now, it's probably not going to happen, at least the signing of Cooper until camp. I haven't been told this. I'm guessing Amari Cooper wants to see if any wide receivers get hurt or what shakes out in training camp. But there's no reason you couldn't do both things. I don't think Amari Cooper is going to cost more than $10 million a season. The Steelers have about $18 million in cap space right now. If they sign TJ Watt to an extension, which we all assume that they will, it'll actually help the cap this season. They have money to do both. And they'd still have money to go into the regular season with, which they're always looking for. So they could do both. If I had to do one over the other, yeah, of course I'd do wide receiver too.
Yeah.
But I think you can get both things done. 412-928-9370.
Would you be okay? What if it was Jonnu Smith, Jalen Ramsey, no wide receiver too?
I'm fine. I'm a weapon guy.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I think Freiermuth's going to have a good year, too.
Absolutely.
I think he stands to improve the most based on the quarterback change.
He could have an even better year if he had Jonnu Smith.
Yes, he would. I agree with that. I heard Starkey say yesterday he looks at Russell Wilson as basically being the same as Aaron Rodgers. And, hey, look, you extrapolate what Russ did over the course of the year, the statistics would probably have looked damn near similar. But I think the way that Rodgers goes about it makes the team better because he's going to use the middle of the field. And so Pat Freiermuth had an okay season, real slow start. I put most of that on the quarterbacks. They're not middle of the field quarterbacks, have never been middle of the field quarterbacks. And at this point in Russ's career, if you can't run around like a chicken with your head cut off like you used to be able to, you sure as you know what not doing it now.
Yep.
So, okay, maybe you get statistically to a similar place, but all of a sudden, if the middle of the field's open, it changes everything. And a guy like Freiermuth goes from almost an afterthought to maybe he's your number two wide receiver this year. Texter, would have been more excited about Jaire Alexander, not sure why the Steelers passed on him. Well, maybe he didn't want to come here because of the competition element we were just discussing. More on this. Also, NFL coaches talked to Jeremy Fowler about how they view the Steelers offseason, where they think the Steelers are going. Might surprise you. Get to that when we come back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.